angle. C'est magnifique.
Come on, everybody, it's Gibbon time!
Goodies, how do you do? We've just been down to the zoo. We saw a monkey in a cage, doing a dance that could be the rage. It's not hard, so let's all do the funky Gibbon. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Do, do, do the funky Gibbon.
The funky Gibbon.
We are here to show you how.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, the funky Gibbon.
The funky Gibbon.
Just like you, so come on, do the funky Gibbon now.
Dogs are always howling, cats are always yowling, but Gibbons only like to sing and dance.
Ooh, ooh,
you be like that monkey, get a little funky, and in a while start to smile. Gibbon, half a chance.
Do, do, do the funky Gibbon. We are here to show you how.
Ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, the funky Gibbon.
The funky Gibbon.
Just like you, so come on, do the funky Gibbon now.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
the funky Gibbon.
Gee, the world would be good.
I
know how nice it could be with just a little Gibbon tea.
La 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 la.
Be just like that Gibbon.
Oh, you
feel the rhythm. And we'll groove and dance up to Planet of the Apes.
Do, do, do the funky Gibbon. We are here to show you how.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh, ooh, the funky Gibbon.
The funky Gibbon.
It's just like you, so come on, do the funky Gibbon now.
Ooh, 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 the funky Gibbon. Ooh, 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 the funky Gibbon. Ooh, 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 the funky Gibbon.
Now everybody get ready to do the funky Gibbon.
Funky Gibbon.
Drop one arm down by your knees. Let the other arm reach up to the trees.
Funky Gibbon.
Let your wrist go limp like a bent baboon. Get ready to sing this Gibbon's tune.
Funky Gibbon.
Now will you give me an ooh?
Ooh.
Will you give me another ooh?
Ooh.
Now will you give me an ooh?
Ooh.
Now put them together. What have you got?
Do, do, do the funky Gibbon. We are here to show you how.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ooh, the funky Gibbon.
The funky Gibbon.
Just like you, so come on, do the funky Gibbon now. Funky Gibbon. Funky Gibbon. Funky Gibbon.
He promised to buy me a bunch of blue gibbons to tie up my bunny brown.
Funky Gibbon.
Hello and welcome to a new season of Totally Wired for Radio Rectangle with me, Brian Droid. We just heard the Funky Gibbon from 70s comedy trio The Goodies. For in this show, we'll be looking at songs The Goodies taught us. The 1976 album, Nothing to Do with Us, was a more risque record than previous releases. It spoke of sexual deviation and drug use, and took swipes at the police and the monarchy. Of course, being The Goodies, there was also a song about farting. The album featured a vast array of session musicians, including keyboardist Dave McRae, who'd previously played with Buddy Rich, Chet Baker, and even Soft Machine. And the songs, whilst not exactly direct parodies, you can hear clear influences from minor hits of the day. One such record was Hot Rod Lincoln by Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen of 1972. Originally released in 1955 by Charlie Ryan at the height of 50s Hot Rod Mania, this cover version was a chart hit and clearly influenced The Goodies in the track, which we will hear directly after this. So this is Hot Rod Lincoln by Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that Hot Rod Lincoln. Story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace. That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor, that's all there is and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew it could catch him, I thought it could pass, don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down. And the dip she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
So, hot on the heels of Captain Cody there, this is the goodies with Blowing Off.
Blowing off, it's a gas. Blowing off, it's a trip. It's a sin to hold it in, so let it rip. Some folk like to hiccup, some folk like to cough, but me, I blow off. My birth brought tears to my mother's eyes, 'cause I was a wee bit oversized. You know, what goes in ain't nothing to what comes out. And a mama strained and pushed and squeezed, I simply could not be released. The whole thing looked like an all-in wrestling bout. Well, the midwife tugged and the nurses cheered, and on the 18th day my head appeared. She said, hold it right there, I'll just go get a rope. Well, I must have heard that, 'cause my baby rump flexed and blew a mighty trump, and I shot out like a piece of soap. Yeah, jet-propelled, I left the womb, and I farted around like a burst balloon, till the doctor caught me and caught the cork up my derriere. When he dangled me down, I let one fly and shot that dog right between the eyes. Instead of crying, I sang out then and there. Blowing off, it's a gas. Blowing off, it's a trip. It's a sin to hold it in, so let it rip. Some folk like to hiccup, some folk like to talk, but me, I blow off. Well, I blew off on my mother's knee, and I pooped my way to puberty, and all through school I still kept letting them go. I could blow off wet, I could blow off dry, I could blow off low, I could blow off high, I could blow off silent, so you never know. And my mother said, son, it would make sense to capitalize on your flatulence. Now maybe you could join a band and make us rich. So I tightened my cheeks and I bent my knees and found I could fart in several keys. And what do you know, I had perfect pitch. Well, I soon developed a nice round tone, a bit like a tuba or a bass trombone. I got amplified and I widened my repertoire. And with a ton of sprouts and a barrel of beans, I cracked off down to New Orleans. And lordy, lordy, I became a star, blowing off. Blowing off, it's a gas. Blowing off, it's a trip. It's a sin to hold it in, so let it rip. Some folk like to hiccup, some folk like to cough, but me, I blow off.
The goodies, with Blowing Off, and more from them later. Also on this show, featured album from 1989, Cardiacs with On Land and in the Sea. Now, many people say that the 1996 album Sing to God was their magnum opus. For me, I disagree a little. On Land and in the Sea finds them at their most manic, orchestral, crazy powers. Each track is a mini film in itself. So let's hear some Cardiacs. And this is Baby Heart Dirt.
Mr. Right says, what is a sin in difficult times? I show it.
The Cardiacs, and Baby Heart Dirt. So back to the goodies and the myriad influences. This next track was a US hit for Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show in 1972. They later shortened their name to simply Dr. Hook in 1975. Most people will associate them with soppy ballads and singer Ray Sawyer's eye patch. Now this song, it didn't chart in the UK, probably due to its subject matter, but this is Dr. Hook and the cover of Rolling Stone.
I don't believe it. Don't touch me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Sugar. Tell them who we are.
Well, we're big rock singers. We got golden fingers. And we're loved everywhere we go.
That sounds like us.
We sing about beauty and we sing about truth. At $10,000 a show.
Right.
We take all kind of pills to give us all kind of thrills. But the thrill we never know. It's the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Yeah.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
That's a very, very good idea.
I got a freaky old lady named a Cocaine Kitty who embroideries on my jeans. I got my poor old gray-haired daddy driving my limousine.
Now it's all designed to blow our minds, but our minds won't really be blown. Like the blow that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see our pictures on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for our mother?
Yeah. Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone? Little teenage blue-eyed groupies who'll do anything we say. We got a genuine Indian guru. He's teaching us a better way. We got all the friends that money can buy, so we never have to be alone. And we keep getting richer, but we can't get our picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
Stone.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Stone.
Wanna see my smiling face on the cover of the Rolling Stone?
On the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Wanna see my picture on the cover?
We ain't on the cover, baby.
Wanna buy 5 copies for my mother?
Right up front, man. I can see it now. We'd be on the front smiling, man. Oh, beautiful.
That was Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show with the cover of Rolling Stone. Now, what did the Goodies do with that song? Or, when I say the Goodies, really I mean Bill Oddie, who wrote all the songs. Even if he liberally lifted from tracks like that. And here's the proof. This is I Wish I Could Get High.
Like Jimi Hendrix, and I can blow them all off the stand. But there ain't no way, no matter how I play, they let me be what I want to be. Cause when they pass that stuff, I huff and puff, but it don't do nothing for me.
I wish I could get high, high, high.
I can't do it,
although I try.
Can't I get high? of every kind of stuff that you know. I smoke marijuana and old bananas mixed up with San Bruno. I could chew it, but no matter how I do it, I can't get out of my skull. It isn't fair, I'm still aware. Lord, I feel so dull. I wish, wish I could get high, high, high. I can't do it, oh, although I try, try, try. No matter what I've used, I just don't get confused. Oh, why can't I get high? I've even advertised in Time Out. Is there anyone who can turn me on? Show me what it's all about. Well, the guy came to me, said he'd guarantee he could fuck me up in a week. Well, he did his best, but now I'm all depressed, 'cause he made me feel like some kind of freak. I wish I could get high. Give me some of that shit.
Cardiacs with The Stench of Honey. And it was on a Cardiacs fan page that I came across this next artist. It's a guy called Richard Wileman, who makes this kind of gothic-y, Wicker Man-type strange music. So from his album Veil from 2018, this is Cassiopeia. So this is me, Brian Droid, for Radio Rectangle, Totally Wired. And time for another song that the goodies taught us. This one is probably more well-known than the others, but the goodies' take on it has to be heard to be believed. But before that, this is Billy Paul from 1972. I'm sensing a pattern here. And Me and Mrs. Jones.
Thank you. and Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there. Holding hands, making all kinds of plans, while the jukebox plays Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now. We gotta be extra careful that we don't build our hopes up too high, 'cause she's got her own obligations, and so do I. Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go. Well, it's time for us to believe it. It hurts so much, it hurts so much inside. Now she'll go her way and I'll go mine. Tomorrow we'll meet the same place, the same time. Me and Mrs. Jones, we got a thing going on. We gotta be extra careful. We can't afford to build our hopes up too high. I wanna meet talk with you at the same place, the same cafe, the same time, and we're gonna hold hands like we used to. We're gonna talk it over. We know, they know, and you know, and I know that it was wrong, but I'm big and strong. We gotta let them know now that we got a thing going on.
Billy Paulder with the song Me and Mrs. Jones. Very mellow, I'm sure you'll agree, for Totally Wired. Now, this song influenced Bill Oddie and the Goodies for the rather controversial album. And I'm not a big fan of censorship, but you need to remember this was in the 70s, and something that back then would be seen as casual banter today probably looks more like outright racism. So there will be a moment in this song where I'm just going to bleep something out, because I don't think it has a place in today's world. But as I say, it was a different world back in the 70s. And this is a track called She Wouldn't Understand.
You know, it is a beautiful thing when a woman trusts a man, like my wife trusts me. We've been married, going on 10 years now, and she has always said to me, she don't want me to have no secrets from her. She say, whatever I do, whatever I am, she would rather know. But you know, I know she don't mean that, 'cause she's a very jealous woman, and there are some things I could tell her that would surely break her heart. And lately, well, I think maybe I've been doing some of those things. And you know, I can't tell her, but I gotta tell someone. I got a thing going on with my secretary. I got a thing going on with a secretary in the office next door. I got yet another thing with the lady who comes in to clean on Wednesday. And the most amazing thing of all, with the lady who comes in to clean on Wednesday's mother-in-law. I got a slightly embarrassing thing going on with the conductors on the bus to work each morning. And one hell of a thing going on with a class of schoolgirls on her way back at night. Well, sometimes I want to tell my wife I got this little secret. But somehow I guess I know she simply wouldn't buy it. Why, she wouldn't understand. No, she wouldn't understand. I know she wouldn't understand. Make her understand. If only I could say, darling, I know I fool around a little, but that doesn't mean I don't love you. Sure, I love you. It's just that, well, I love everybody else too. I love your sister. I love your best friend. Oh, I love her sister. And I don't feel entirely platonic about her husband. Damn, when things get bad, I even love my dog. Not to mention the hamster. But gee, if only I could make you realize it. It don't mean I love you less, just less often. You see, darling, after 10 years of marriage, I suddenly realized I have an irresistible tendency to screw everything in sight. Oh, when I go away from home on business, I like to have me a few friends up to my hotel room. Just a couple of barmaids, three Chinese air hostesses, and a lady wrestler. A sheep, a girl with one leg. We all cover ourselves with raspberry yogurt, and we lick it off one another. We change partners, change clothes, and have the time of our lives. Well, maybe I'm being kind of unfair to her. But somehow, I just can't bring myself to invite my wife. Why, she wouldn't understand. I know she wouldn't understand. No, she wouldn't understand. Be a man. Well, that's all I am. That's all I am. She wouldn't understand. Well, you know that's right. She wouldn't understand. Oh, no, she wouldn't understand.
So, the goodies with She Wouldn't Understand and Understand Me. It's better with the bleep in it. If you're so inclined, you can always track the track down, but I advise against it. So, time for the final track from our featured album, which is On Land and in the Sea by Cardiacs. And this is the magnificent Buds and Spawn.
Summons
Magnificent Cardiacs with Buds and Spawn. Now, I recently got my hands on a vinyl copy of an album called Wrong Way Up by Brian Eno and John Cale, originally released in 1990. It's a 20-year anniversary re-release, and I love it because there were three or four albums by Brian Eno in the 70s when he sang more traditional pop songs before drifting into his ambient universe. And this album, in many ways, revisits that period. So here's a track from Wrong Way Up. This is called Lay My Love.
I
So that brings me almost to the end of this first of the season, Totally Wired. Not your typical Totally Wired show, I will admit, but then again, 2020 has not exactly been your typical year. And we're going to finish with one more from the goodies, why not? This is the version of Wild Thing, and I think it's a great version, as good as, if not possibly better than the original, if I can say that, and I will. This is the goodies with Wild Thing. This is Totally Wired, it's totally wild. I'll see you next time.
I love you. But I wanna know for sure. Come on, hold me tight. Not quite that tight. Oh yes, I love you. Wild Thing, I think you move me. But I wanna know for sure. Come on, hold me tight. Oh. Yes, you move me. I'm moved.
C'est vrai qu'en France,